Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
It's time for Arcan Fire on the Christian Arcan Show. This is WEEI.
Okay, I did not mean to make this all basketball related, but that is just the road that we are going down on this very slow week. And luckily for you, no Summer League. I won't ask you anything about the Summer
League. Thank you. I see the Celtics are playing Summer League right now. Hugo Gonzalez is being interviewed.
The Lakers.
Are they playing? Oh, yeah,
classic,
LeBron, yeah.
Classic Celtics-Lakers.
Celtics-Lakers.
But that's exciting. Not what we're talking about. I would like to talk to you about a player that's on a team that's pretty historic. That would be the 76ers, and that would be one Paul George, as he continues to deal with some knee issues. We found out earlier this week that Paul George underwent an arthroscopic procedure on his left knee to treat an injury during a recent workout. Now, I don't know about you, Arkin, everyone may be expecting a turnaround for this Philly team.
Who's expecting a turnaround for this Philly team?
Well, I'm just saying, like, they have the weapons when they're healthy of Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey, but
I don't think Paul
they're
George
never
is a weapon anymore.
Yeah, they're never on the floor. So I ask you, what are we supposed to do with the Sixers team? Are they going to be a lottery team again this year?
Yeah, probably. I think they're going to continue to suck. I think even if Embiid plays, that team is a shell of itself. If he plays like 82 games, then yeah, they're probably a playoff. They're not a lottery team if he plays 82 games. But if he plays 60 games and Paul George is whatever he is at this point, more arthroscopic surgery for him. I mean, geez, he's old enough as it is. He's had how many surgeries? Paul George, I'm not sure, is really a, I don't know. I mean, is he a contributor? Sure. Is he going to be a guy that can help lead this team back to the promised land? Hell no. And Tyrese Maxey, I like. He's a good little player, but no, this team is in bad shape.
Do you think Paul George is going to, go down the...
Don't cry. It's okay. Don't get all choked up.
I just want Philly to win so bad.
I know.
Do you think Paul George is now going to go down the route as Damian Lillard, as just someone who's going to keep fighting off injuries and is going to try and contribute, but at the end of the day, like, the end of his career is more in the... ahead of him than the first of it.
What?
That was phrased very well.
I understand. I think I know what you meant, but yes. So Paul George,
his best days are behind him. That's what I was trying to say.
There you go. Damn. Paul George has this year, then he has next year, 26-27, and then he has a player option in 27-28. So his next couple of years are largely in his own hands. I suppose the Sixers could waive him, but then they'd be on the hook for, oh my God, $56 million?
They're going to have to trust the process again, aren't they?
$56 million. Maron. That's unbelievable. And he signed that contract when he was 34. It's It's not like he was in his prime.
Well, I mean, you don't blame Paul George for signing the contract.
I don't blame Paul George at all.
You blame Philly for giving him the dumb offer.
If they came off that way, then I apologize. I 100% do not blame Paul George for putting pen to paper on that thing. That is a biggest no-brainer in the history of the world. The Sixers giving him that contract at that age is ridiculous. It was ridiculous when they did it. Even though it's only really 3 years with the option, it was ridiculous. And it's a player option. So he gets to opt in. They have nothing, no say in it, really. They're porked. That was a terrible idea. It was a real reach anyway. That was just going for a name. You know, you could have made some real adjustments and tried to really reinforce that team in other ways. And instead, you just said, "Ah, Paul George, I know him," and you went and signed him. And it was a terrible, terrible mistake.
We got some more expansion talk for you, as we heard from Commissioner Adam Silver this week in Las Vegas. He said that the dialogue about whether to potentially add teams to the league will continue with additional research. Quote, "A lot of analysis still needs to be done, and nothing's been predetermined one way or another and without any specific timeline." Christian, I don't know how far back we're going to push these goalposts on the expansion, but Las Vegas is going to get a team. Seattle is probably going to get a team. Is there a realistic timeline for this expansion in the NBA to actually occur, or is Adam Silver just going to keep pushing this back?
I think it's a realistic timeline, whatever it is. They will eventually do this. There's more money and more teams. And Greeny the other night, he said it, I agree with him. Seattle deserves to get a team back, I think, 100%. And I don't care if there's a team in Vegas or not, but there will be, and we should all just get ready for it, and that's the way it's going to be. It's going to water down the league. It's going to make the league a little bit more, okay, and there's some more bad teams now. These teams are going to suck, obviously, right away. Expansion teams always do. But, I don't think that this is like some pipe dream. I don't think this is something that they're just going to keep pushing back and saying, oh, yeah, we're really working on that expansion, and then they never do it. They're going to do it. I mean, it's inevitable, I think. It was like the 17-game NFL schedule. They've been talking about that for years, and then they finally, new CBA comes up, they take a vote, and everybody okays it, and that's what happens. And it's probably what's going to happen here with the NBA. It's too popular. The league's too popular. I know this was a bad finals just now, but like internationally, it's such a big deal still that I think expansion is absolutely inevitable. And I'm for Seattle getting the Sonics back for sure. Vegas, just don't make it some lame team. When they came out with the Charlotte Bobcats and the Oklahoma City Thunder, I thought those were so lame. Both of those jerseys, they look like Disney designed them. So let's at least, with the New Orleans Pelicans, I thought those were a little bit cooler in terms of, new-ish teams. But it depends. It's really going to make a difference what the team looks like, how they're marketed, all of that, especially for a Vegas team. Like, the Golden Knights do a good job. Make sure you do a good job like that with your NBA team, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Get off! over here.
I want to give you one more NBA one before we get to my take. You remember the fascination when Torrey Craig signed with the Celtics this past season, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the famous girlfriend that at the time he was with.
Ex-girlfriend now, yeah.
Ex-girlfriend now. Well, that girlfriend, also known as Megan Thee Stallion, has a new man in her life. And that would be Klay Thompson.
Saw this.
Klay Thompson and Megan Thee Stallion are officially official. They took the red carpet in New York City on Wednesday night. The two were attending the inaugural Pete and Thomas Foundation Gala at Gotham Hall. Mr. Love Expert Arkan, what do you think about the newest couple of Klay and Megan Thee Stallion?
Well, she moved on very quickly. Rumor has it that Tori was out there, you know, cheating on her at a Coldplay concert, ironically. Just kidding. I don't know what happened exactly, but that was
it's the new thing.
That was the word on the street. And then I saw a video of her sitting on Klay Thompson's lap, opening up Labubu's. Now I was telling you about Labubu's yesterday. You're not familiar with Labubu's. Do you have like sisters? You have a sister, right?
I got three older sisters.
You have three older sisters. I know. I met them in Salem, right? Weren't they in Salem with you?
You met
when you
came
one
over? Of them in Salem.
Okay, yeah, I remember you had sisters. I don't know if they're into these type of things, but these Labubu's are very, very popular with women of a variety of different ages. My wife's very into them. My younger cousins are very into them. Kids are into them. Everybody's into them. The Labubu's have really taken over my household. And they are these little... You remember the book Where the Wild Things Are?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. You know those little monsters with
like
the fangs?
Yeah, they're all like furry and they have horns. And
that's what Labubu's basically are. I don't know if they ripped off Where the Wild Things Are, but they look like the things, they look like the monsters from Where the Wild Things Are, but they're like small and cute, and women attach them to their bags, and it's like a accessory for your bag. And they're very expensive. They're very hard to find. And in one of the videos, Megan Thee Stallion was sitting on Klay Thompson's lap, and she was opening Labubu's, because when you get them in a box, and then they're inside a bag in the box, so you don't know which Labubu you're getting. You don't know exactly which one you're going to get. It's pretty genius, if you ask me. And I know more about these stupid freaking things than I ever wanted to in a million lifetimes. But I saw that was happening. So if they're already at the Labubu stage of their relationship, it's got to be pretty serious. And I wish them well. Torrey Craig, is he even on the Celtics anymore? I don't think he is.
He's
right?
Still a free agent.
He's a free agent. So I don't know. I was hoping that we'd see a little bit more of Megan Thee Stallion in some of these Celtics games. I didn't see her once, I don't think. So, you know, maybe she knew the whole Torrey Craig thing wasn't going anywhere. Upgrade in terms of like caliber of player in the league. Klay Thompson makes way more money and he's got championships and sort of everything else.
Hey,
so.
Shoot or shoot.
Moving
still
on up
not
there.
Missing.
And Megan Thee Stallion, by the way, is a musician, a rapper whose music I enjoy. I like her diss tracks to Nicki Minaj. I liked Savage. I liked that Sugar Baby album. Or that wasn't the name of the album, but that was a song on one of her newer albums, which I thought was really good. I like her. I think she's very, very talented. And there you go. All right, let's hear it.
It's time to go behind the glass for The Producer's Point on the Christian Arkan Show. Here's Joe Braverman.
Hate to play the role of wet blanket again, but I do need to caution Red Sox fans entering the second half of the season. Now, as you said, Arkan, very, very difficult schedule leading up to the trade deadline. Three in Wrigley Field against the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got the Phillies for three. Then you've got the Dodgers for three. And I just want everyone to understand that you're not going to see a 10-game winning streak again against this team. Unless they go absolutely nuts and they catch lightning in a bottle and they sweep the Cubs, they sweep the Phillies, and they get the Dodgers once again. But I'm just telling everyone here that this team is going to struggle. Because while they may be a playoff team, like I said earlier in the week, they're not a World Series team yet. Or we shouldn't be putting World Series expectations on them yet. Now, if they make big upgrades, if they get Joe Ryan or whatever, then I will change my tune and say, okay, maybe this team is a World Series. But the way they're constructed right now, they are going to struggle. They will have their struggles during this stretch. But I just need Red Sox fans to not lose hope. Again, wet blanket here saying that it's probably going to be a rough stretch out there. They could be one game under 500 in that stretch, not in their record, but in this 9-game stretch, they might go 4-5. but fans should not panic because, like you, I still think this is a team that should buy at the deadline. They will be upsetting their fans. They will be upsetting that clubhouse if they don't do any sort of major buying. But I'm just telling fans right now that this stretch is going to be rough. There are going to be rough performances. There probably might be rough performances in these victories. So everyone, they're on a 10-game winning streak now, but it's going to be a brand new slate once they take the field tomorrow afternoon at Wrigley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.